I have always had a very strong relationship with my grandmother. I have always wanted to be like her. She is shameless, beautiful, and unconditionally loving. My most cherished childhood memories exist at my grandmother's house, in which I felt free to express myself however I pleased. One of my favorite memories, which occurred in some form on multiple occasions, was when my grandmother took me up to her room and we dug through dusty boxes of vintage dresses that she told me stories of her wearing when she was a bridesmaid in her friends' weddings. There were piles upon piles of pastel-colored dresses with winding floral patterns etched in gold embroidery. She would let me try them all on, and despite my small stature, I would strut about the house in these gowns with the bottom forming a pool of fabric at my feet. I would parade down the winding staircase that led to the kitchen, my lips smothered in bright pink gloss, and my ears ornamented with chunky silver clip-ons. Sliding down the railing, I truly believed that I was the star of a show. Everyone's eyes were on me, and they loved me for who I was. My grandmother was my biggest fan, for she would dance around in the kitchen as she made my favorite spinach soup, singing along as I belted every word to our favorite Tony Bennett CD. In these moments, I believed in a made-up world, a world in which a flame was ignited inside me. My grandmother helped me to find this. The flame inside this imaginary world began to exist in my real world, the same way it existed in my grandmother's. The friendship I had with her freed me to be myself around others. She also taught me the importance of daring to speak my mind, for she was never timid in the way she stood up for something she believed in. My grandmother definitely had the greatest impact on shaping me into the person that I am today, a person that is independent and eager to express my ideas and make decisions in the hope of always achieving something bigger. My grandmother also taught me that everyone's flame will flicker. Recently, my grandmother was diagnosed with depression, and I watched in fear of her flame going out. She was always the brightest person in my life, and it was hard to see her in a way I never had before, in which she did not seem interested in the passions we had shared. I believe in a made-up world where you can find your fire. I believe that the close relationships you have can alter your individuality. Throughout my life, I have learned that the people I encounter will have an everlasting effect on who I am. It is up to me to distinguish the good people from the bad, and allow the people whose flames are fiercely burning to brighten my own. I believe that the flame my grandmother and I built together will never flicker. I believe in an everlasting flame.